Senate Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on the Democratic tax proposals. What does this tax bill do?
Well, there's a number of taxes that they're potentially looking at. First of all, I would say there's no need to raise taxes in order to fund a budget that really does the things, you know, the foundational things that state government should do and people rely upon for. But their budget, what I'm hearing, is going to raise in the neighborhood of $12 billion in additional revenue beyond what we already have coming into the state of Washington, and that's over a four-year period. They're looking at increased business and occupation tax. They're looking at putting, you know, mandating sales tax on services. So if you think of a physical therapist, or you think of an accountant, or things like that, those are our occupations right now that don't pay sales tax. So they're looking at that. Unfortunately, they're still looking at property tax increases as well, which is, in my mind, incredibly troubling. The Senate version of that bill has no cap on increasing property taxes. It simply grows by population and inflation. And while the local governments would still have to vote councilmanically without a vote of the people, to increase property taxes, the state could just adopt increases in taxes by basically putting it in their budget.
So that $12 billion that you were just referring to, how come Democrats think they need that much more?
Well, I think when I've served in the legislature for a while now, and it seems in their mind, you know, government is the solution, you know, to the problems in the state of Washington. And while I might agree on some fronts, you know, those things that communities can't do for themselves, you know, that money has to come from somewhere. And so I think it's just, the Democrats really don't want to just say, okay, what would we like to do versus what do we need to do in order to fund the state operations? And I think that's the biggest difference.
Yesterday, we were able to see a prescribed burn up on the hill over the lake. Wildfire funding looks like it's going to be cut. How might that affect us here in the 7th District?
Well, I think it could have a huge impact. We hope not. I had a conversation with the Department of Natural Resources last week on this exact topic. They believe that they will still be able to do well and address the needs and get on these fires right away. You know, they're still pre-positioning firefighting assets and working with local fire districts. They're confident they can still do it. But look, I remember back in 2015 when our entire state, really the entire West Coast, was on fire and there were limited resources. And so I really hope that we don't have that kind of fire year. I think while DNR says it can do the work it needs to, I think that's hopefully, I think it would be hard to do that in an extraordinary fire season, and hopefully we don't have one of those.
Chatting with Senator Shelley Short on KOZI, how do you think the governor is going to react to the ultimate budget proposal?
Well, I think, you know, he certainly has had some interesting comments, and that is, you know, build a budget that's sustainable over the long haul, and don't rely on taxes that aren't, you know, that may be iffy, if you will, or haven't been solidified by the courts. And so I know that he has said the budgets that passed the House and Senate already, the first shot at the operational budgets, he's not supportive. And again, I think it swipes nearly everything from the rainy day fund, you know, a fund that we have for emergencies and unforeseen issues, and it spends too much. And it still passes bills, but we call those, you know, putting them on layaway, where they're not funded today. They're not actually put into today's budget, but, you know, passed to future budgets. And that's really, frankly, why we're in the situation we are.
And Senator, any other bills you've got your eye on that we need to pay attention to?
I mean, there are, I think the property tax one on the tax front is the big one. We had 43,000, almost nearly 43,700 people who registered their opposition. I'm watching that very closely because I think it's the one that could threaten stability for so many families and whether or not they can stay in their homes. And by the way, that's whether you own a home or rent a home. You know, those costs are going to be passed on. And secondarily, just as importantly, whether or not a person can afford to own a home. So there are many tax proposals. That's the biggest one I'm watching. You know, on the policy front, making sure that education is still something that's locally delivered and locally controlled. And we've seen a number of bills this session that have really put the state into the regulatory role, if you will. And that concerns me.
From our 7th Legislative District, Washington State Senator Shelley Short, thank you so much for your time here on a Tuesday morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, David. Bye-bye.